Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves said the positivity rate for COVID-19 has declined significantly. He said that does not mean Vincentians should become complacent.
I received yesterday a report, the update dated August the 31st, by Tamara Bob, epidemiologist at the Ministry of Health. And this report shows that there are 2,348 COVID-19 cases. There are 35 active cases. As you know, that goes up and down. It had gone down as low as, I think, 17 about over just a week ago, went up to 23. Then, you know, we had another 12 cases. Recoveries are 2301. And sadly, we have had 12 deaths. But I think it would be true to say that all the deaths are persons with severe pre-existing conditions, comorbidities, as they say. If you look, there's a very interesting graph which Tamara Bob has put in the report, which is visually very instructive. From January to July, if we take it, with the positivity rate, the number of persons who are tested positive out of the number of persons who are tested for the various months. And they're doing a substantial amount of tests. They have actually done about 67,000 tests thus far. But if you look here, you will see in January the positivity rate was about 12%, but it has gone all the way down below the 2% mark. However, this does not mean that we are still not in real risk, because as we know, it takes only a few instances of persons breaching the quarantine, as what happened in December. And we had a little spike in December, and then a big spike in January, and also elevated numbers in February.
Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves. Regionally, Bermuda has recorded its 34th death from COVID-19, with active cases soaring to 205, while the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, has raised the island's risk rating to high. Health officials say the 79 new positive cases in Bermuda came from the latest batch of 10,128 test results. In Grenada, the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases since the outbreak now stands at 539. Internationally, leading child health experts have said the risk of long COVID in children is much lower than they had feared. After the world's biggest study into the issue, the researchers led by University College London said they were reassured. Meanwhile, Japan has put a batch of Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine on hold after a foreign substance was found in a vial. A pharmacist saw several black particles in one vial of the vaccine. Some 3,790 people had already received shots from the batch. The rest of the batch has now been put on hold. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.